Part 2, Peace by Religion. Concept Introduction. A religion can be any cultural system of designated behaviors and practices, worldviews, texts, sanctified places, ethics, or organizations that relate humanity to the supernatural or transcendental. Religions have sacred stories and narratives which may be preserved through scripture, symbols, and holy places. These aim mostly to give meaning to life. There are an estimated 10,000 distinct religions worldwide. About 84% of the world's population is affiliated with one of the five largest religions: Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, and forms of folk religion. The religiously unaffiliated include those who do not identify with any particular religion, including atheists and agnostics. While the religiously unaffiliated have grown globally, the vast majority still have personal religious beliefs. The end of violence, eventually ushering in world peace, has been a central theme of most religions throughout the history of the world. However, the religious leaders and their doctrinal conflicts often cause the biggest disruption of advancement to world peace through religion. The post-September 11th world is filled with the dangers of religious extremism and conflict between religious communities, particularly between the three Abrahamic faiths, Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. The threat of religious extremism is real and well documented. These same three religions, in spite of all the conflicts, contain strong beliefs for world peace. Religion is certainly viewed by many as important in the contribution toward world peace. For example, the World Council of Churches and the All-Africa Conference of Churches mediated the 1972 peace agreement in Sudan. In South Africa, various churches were instrumental in the struggle against apartheid and the peaceful transition of leadership. One of the most successful cases of religion assisting in a peaceful solution was the mediation by Rome, which ended the civil war in Mozambique in 1992. Religious peacemaking is truly becoming much more common and is being studied by many governments around the world, with great knowledge developing and maturing. These studies lift up very unique elements with a focus on apology and forgiveness. Some attributes that religion and their leaders can offer in promoting world peace and reconciliation are: 1, credibility as a trusted institution; 2, a respected set of values; 3, moral warrants for opposing injustice on the part of governments; 4, the ability to rehumanize situations that have become dehumanized over the course of the conflict; 5, the capability to mobilize community, nation, and international support for a peace process; 6, the ability to follow through locally in the wake of a political settlement; and 7, the sense of calling that often inspires perseverance in the face of major obstacles. Bringing the spiritual dimension into the peacemaking process opens access to the more deep-seated underlying problems of both parties and their behavior. This enables enemies to examine critically their own attitudes and actions. Conflict behavior is often based on more emotional considerations and thus may not be changed simply by rational negotiation processes and agreements. History tells us that man from the beginning of time has something on the inside of him that must worship someone or something of a higher power. It is believed that if a man or group of men could evangelize the world with their belief system, they could possibly experience world peace. The problem is, with many men, you have many interpretations of the same major belief. Religious beliefs, even of the same denomination, consistently differ among adherents. Often some members believe they have a deeper knowledge of God, causing division both spiritually and doctrinally. There has been and always will be religious conflicts within organized religion. A brief overview of a few major religions and their doctrines will hopefully show us if world peace through religion is truly a viable solution. An observation of the central themes, ancient histories, beliefs, rituals, and practices of a few of the world's most recognizable religions reveal that the end of violence to bring world peace is of the highest priority and must first be found within oneself. As the old adage states, it takes two to make an argument.